on a beautiful Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the house. We're broadcasting live from the Pella Window and Door Design Center. They call it the Experience Center. It's the grand opening. It's located at 190 South McQueen Road, Suite 101 in Gilbert, Arizona. McQueen Road, just south of Elliott. Come down. We're broadcasting live all morning long. They've got the doors open. The invitation, the mat is rolled out. The red carpet is here for you. And you can register to win a Traeger family size grill and take a look at all the products. As a matter of fact, they are catering breakfast and the food is out now. I see everybody walking through the catering line. Glad you were all here. Thanks for showing up. We appreciate it. It's the Pella Experience Center live broadcast. We'll be broadcasting the entire show from right here this morning. Come by and say hello and grab a Rosie on the house souvenir t-shirt.
Souvenir
that way, when you have a service provider show up for your house to give you a quote for something, you wear that shirt, boy, and they'll know.
They'll wake up.
And we have 50, so it's, you know, the t-shirt supply is limited, but we have a ton of calendars. If you,
and I think you said you were going to sign those.
If you have an HOA, how do you sign a t-shirt?
With a Sharpie.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't say that.
So you called this place an experience center?
This is an experience center.
It is quite. So this is literally 30 minutes ago I walked in, and this is this space is awe-inspiring.
It is.
It is quite the experience. It's like these guys are rocking it here.
You want to see something, I'll get Christina.
We got to find Christina.
Yeah. Christina.
There she is right there. Christina, come here.
Uh-oh. You put her on the spot.
We're talking about the experience of the showroom. What's the magic word to make that thing, this door close?
Alexa, open Gilbert door.
Okay.
So now Alexa is going to make this entire...
Alexa, close Gilbert door.
Okay.
So this is seven... How many panels is this? Five panels of glass that will open up. I don't know the exact coverage. We'll dive into that with... Adam in a moment.
All right.
But, I mean, voice-activated control of basically a wall patio door.
Alexa, close Gilbert door.
Okay.
Alexa's
not cooperating today. So let's talk seeds real
quick. Let's talk seeds. We'll get back to Alexa later.
So we wanted to talk five simple things to say. We already talked about tomatoes. Peppers, cut open a pepper, save the peppers. Oh, is it closing?
There it's going.
There it is. Wow.
She's just on time delay.
Right. Peppers, you cut the pepper open, save the seeds, let them dry, and you have seeds for...
You don't need to do the water...
The water winnowing thing, nope. That's the wet method. Yes, Rosie?
Storing seeds, it has always intimidated me.
Mm-hmm.
Until... I was in Tucson at the Arizona Historic Preservation Society talking to someone who had been involved in an archaeological dig who had discovered a gourd that Native Americans had used for seed storage.
Yep.
They planted those seeds, estimating they were 500 to 600 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
And they grew. I thought, well, you know what? I might be a good enough gardener to save seeds.
Right? Exactly. And this is the thing that we teach in our seed school online, is that seed saving is simple. I know that's alliteration. It's simple. Just save the seeds. And, you know, beans. You know, let beans and peas go to seed. That's the bean that you eat. Just let it stay on the plant a little longer until it gets dry. Pull it off the plant, break it open. Those are the seeds.
Just let it dry and
then
store it in a dark, dry,
cool place.
It doesn't need to be cold, but
cool like, dark, and dry.
Like if the inside of your house is 78, is
exactly.
That cool?
Exactly. But the bulk of my seed collection is in a 5-gallon bucket. And you always want to mark, you know, where the seeds came from and date the seed packet. I usually save in Ziploc bags. But I just have a sealed 5-gallon bucket that I keep all my seeds in and inside the house because, you know,
They're each enveloped.
Each envelope.
And then they're
in
piled
the 5-gallon
in
bucket.
There. Okay.
Exactly.
5-gallon bucket, enough seeds to eat vegetables the rest of your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the Great American Seed Up, that's next Friday, Saturday, Friday night, Saturday morning?
Yep, Friday evening, Saturday morning. You can find out about it at greatamericanseedup.org. The whole point of the Great American Seed Up is to super energize the seed community here in Phoenix so that if something were to happen, we would actually have enough seeds to grow food out here in Phoenix. That's the reason we started it.
100 different varieties.
Yep.
Tickets $750. Open to the public.
Yes.
North Phoenix Baptist.
Yep.
GreatAmericanSeedUp.org. Yep. Saturday. And
this is our.
And you said for $50 you'd have enough seeds for a lifetime. I'll bet you for $20 most people would have enough seeds for a lifetime. I mean,
yeah.
You use those little scoops and put it in an envelope.
Right.
And you get to the end of the line, they say that's a. $3.35.
Right. Right. And our seed packets. So the cost of a seed is in the packaging and shipping. So our seed scoops are jumbo seed scoops. So our scoop of basil is like 10 packets of basil seeds. And again, we're doing that on purpose because Phoenix has a problem. We don't have enough seeds here if we need all needed to start growing food. So we're super energizing the seeds.
And again, there's seeds from successful plants on the desert from Maricopa County.
Yep, absolutely.
And not only Maricopa County, but you mentioned they'll grow just about anywhere in the state, depending on your planting season and
right.
Weather window. What when I've got all these packets, when you go and you're going to plant, and you pull out your seeds from your 5-gallon bucket, and let's say you pick out peas, do you take the whole bag outside, or you just take a couple and keep the bag inside?
Well, that
and
would
then
be,
take your little hand out and
that'd be up to you. I usually take the whole bag and handle them very carefully, and then put them back inside. Although if you have them outside, they could get wet, they could get spilled, you know, so on and so on. And I just want to take a moment and thank you guys for giving the voice to food here in the valley through the, you know, the fourth Saturday Outdoor Hour. I really appreciate that from the bottom of the Urban Farm's heart.
Farmer Greg, thanks for spending Saturday morning and coming out live down here in Gilbert with us.
Yes,
out the window and door showroom.